in CI News this week, parliamentarians receive a book celebrating the impact of Christians on society. A 25-year-old rape victim in Spain is euthanized following a failed suicide attempt. And a Welsh mum turns her life around after gambling away £40,000. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 2nd of April. I'm Anna Prodan. Ahead of Easter, parliamentarians across the UK have received a book from the Christian Institute celebrating the impact of Christians in society. The CI sent politicians in Holyrood, Westminster, Cardiff Bay and Stormont a copy of Dr. Sharon James's How Christianity Transformed the World. The book cites examples of believers around the globe who have changed the world by faithfully following Christ in the public square. Sharon, the Institute's social policy analyst, spoke to TWR UK about the book.
I'd like politicians to, in a sense, have a rationale for what they are doing, serving their fellow citizens. And it's a high calling to serve image bearers of God. And I would like them perhaps to lift their eyes up, say, why am I doing this? What's life all about? And I think actually also the book, I would love to think, would give hope for the future, because we are living in, some people would say, dark and frightening days. But as Christians, we believe that God is in control and there is hope for the future. And ultimately this Easter, we're saying Happy Easter, politicians. We believe there's resurrection from the dead, which is the greatest hope of all.
Spain has been criticised for its euthanasia law after a 25-year-old woman was killed by the state following injuries caused by a failed suicide attempt.
Me llamo Noelia Castillo Ramos. Tengo 25 años. Y bueno, me quedan 4 días. Básicamente porque el 26 ya me hacen la eutanasia.
Noelia Castillo Ramos was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive and borderline personality disorders at 13. She was given lethal drugs at San Camille Hospital on the 26th of March. Noelia was the victim of a gang rape in 2022 and shortly after became wheelchair-bound with chronic pain due to her failed suicide attempt. Journalist Georgina Mumford commented that Spain's euthanasia laws have plumbed new depths of moral depravity. 11% of all so-called cannabis medicines prescribed in the UK since 2019 have been issued by a single source. Data from the NHS Business Services Authority, obtained by The Times, revealed that the most prolific prescriber authorised nearly 46,000 cannabis medications in the first 5 months of 2025. Overall, medicinal cannabis prescriptions from private clinics increased from about 400 per month in 2020 to approximately 85,000 per month by 2025. Professor of Psychiatric Research at King's College London, Sir Robin Murray, warned the clinics only exist to prescribe what the patients say they want, irrespective of whether there is any evidence that cannabis can help the complaint. He has previously branded the UK cannabis clinics drug dealers for the middle class. And finally, 41-year-old Rachel from Wales has told the BBC how she found hope after her gambling addiction. She explained how during COVID, she increasingly used gambling sites in an attempt to boost her mood. She would pretend to be sending texts when she was actually putting money into the bingo sites. She reached breaking point after hiding her addiction from friends and family for years, racking up £40,000 of debt. Rachel explained, "You don't realise you've become so addicted until you're in it, and you always try to convince yourself that you're not." After opening up to loved ones about her struggles, they supported her in trying to overcome the addiction. Rachel started a business reselling clothes to pay back her debts and now helps others struggling with addiction to see a way out. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed Easter weekend. Thank you.